This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 32. Get out there. So today we've got an interesting thought. I was watching House. You've probably heard of House, the TV show with Dr. House about how they're in this solving medical cases. Pretty interesting things. I like their conversations there and kind of like the stuff that they come up with. But basically in House season 6, episode 3, where he himself, I hope I don't ruin the show for anybody, but he himself is in a psychiatric ward, and he wants to leave there, or he's about to leave there. Dr. Nolan tells him that, like, after they talk a little bit, and like, I think House says that he's like always alone or stays by himself or something like that. And Dr. Nolan says this interesting thing. He says isolation fosters depression, and it kind of like resonated with me. I really like thought about it for a second there, because it is very relevant in professions like ours, like data scientists and analysts. We tend to spend a lot of time on our own when we're learning things, when we want to progress, right? We, you know, sometimes we take courses, sometimes we go and sit with other people, but with the advance of online education, you can actually learn a lot online. And probably a lot of you who have taken some or one or some of my courses, that's how you learn, right? You don't sit there with a friend and, you know, watch the course together. Maybe sometimes that can happen too, but most of the time you're watching this course by yourself. Hopefully you're enjoying what you're seeing, enjoying the journey through the course. But at the same time, you are alone, right? You are by yourself, you're focused, you're learning and so on. And then you go to work and maybe you work in a team. But again, when you're programming or doing some analytics, you're probably doing it on your own in front of your computer. So just this whole concept of progressing your career through more and more education, more and more learning, and getting to know all these algorithms and practicing, which there's a huge amount of them to learn and to do. His whole concept, the circumstances that you put yourself into inevitably is that you increase the amount of time you spend on your own or in isolation. And that comment that Dr. Nolan said, that isolation fosters depression, it is true, right? The more time you spend by yourself, the less you get human interaction, and we are a species that needs to be social, that needs to see other human beings and so on. And therefore, you increase the chances of getting not necessarily depressed, but even just getting kind of like sad or feeling lonely. And all of those emotions, all of those feelings, they're actually going to drive down your performance, drive down your ability to learn new things, and the ability to master machine learning and data science techniques and so on. So it's like a vicious cycle. The more time you try to learn, the worse your learning ability becomes. So my advice is get out there. So at least once a week, dedicate a day when you're going to go out into the world and actually do something fun. You know, like maybe you sign up to a dance class, or maybe go meet up with some friends for some beers, or go do like some sporting activity, like play some soccer, or go rock climbing. You don't really need to rock climb as a like every single week to go and do it once, or go do yoga or something like that. So go somewhere where you'll be exposed to other people, where you will actually be able to interact with other people. So even though you might think it's going to take a day out of your whole week, or even 2 days if you do it twice, out of your whole week, and you won't be able to learn and progress your career further during that time, it's actually going to do you good. It's actually going to boost those good emotions, good hormones that are in your body that are going to help you learn better and faster in the other 5 days. So that's my tip and advice to you. And I'm also going to follow that. I'm also going to go out there and take a dance class sometime this week, probably. And so let's all go do that. Have fun. Remember that learning is great, but there's also other things out there in the world, and don't forget to do them. And I can't wait to see you back here next time. Until then, happy analyzing.